Some students perform solo, others in duets, trios, and groups. Aloma Charter on Jewett Parkway houses students in grades kindergarten through fourth. The program was a chance for students to have some fun and put aside academics, but it did showcase their literacy and how they could master the art of blending lyrical poetry and rhyming. Their performances were a crowd pleaser for students, parents, teachers, and invited guests. Assistant Director of the school, Heather McLean, tells WBFO News, it was a tough year for students and teachers, as they were all challenged with the rigors of the new Common Core.
Because some of the materials didn't come out in a real timely manner, and so our teachers really put forth a lot of effort to prepare themselves so that they could better prepare students. And I would say that really trying to get students to learn some of the strategies, because if you have a third grade student who's already learned how to do some adding and subtracting, now that student has to learn how to do adding and subtracting using other strategies.
That second grader, Najee Borden, taking the lead in his group performance. His mother, Angelica Gonzalez of Buffalo, heard about Aloma and decided to try it after he attended a Chitawaga school.
Well, I wanted my son to have a better education. You have a lot of kids right now that are fighting to get that attention, that one-on-one, and I believe that he's getting that here.
About 300 students attend the school, but it was denied a request to expand its grades. Aloma recently received a three-year charter renewal from the state regents. While its math and ELA proficiency rates are above the Buffalo School District, they still remain lower than the statewide average. Still, they're showing some gains. Assistant Director McLean says it's been a struggle, but the school remains a work in progress. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.